الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعِلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. Indeed, those who recite the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who establish the prayer, and those who spend in His cause out of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them, both secretly and openly, can expect a profit that will never perish, a transaction which will never diminish. So this is a beautiful summary of all of the actions that Muslims have been performing throughout the month of Ramadan, abundantly reciting the glorious Quran day and night, establishing the prayer, not just the fard prayer, but the nawafil, the tahajjud, the ishraq, the duha, and also the taraweeh. And perhaps the most important out of all of them is spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both secretly and publicly. For these people who spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, for these people who recite the Quran and establish the prayer, they can expect a profit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will never perish. So this is a transaction. This is a transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah Azza wa Jal himself is saying, which will never diminish. And therefore, we need to, in the final few days of Ramadan, make sure that we participate in this transaction and make sure that we give as much as we can in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For our religion is a religion that gives, is a religion of khair, is a religion of sadaqah. When a child is born, we give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do the aqiqah. We give charity to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To avoid calamities and problems, we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To increase our ranks and to expiate our sins, and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give sadaqat and khairat, and we give zakat, and we give so much more all in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we know that this is a transaction that will never perish. This is a transaction that will never diminish. So our deen is a deen of giving. Our deen is a deen of sharing. Our deen is not a deen of hoarding, or not a deen of being frugal, or not a deen of being miserly. We share our smiles. We share our character, we share our food, we share our charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And life itself becomes more meaningful when we share and we help others. Our life, if you think about it, is not just solely ours. We are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has first and foremost right over us. But so does the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So do our parents, so do our children, our spouses, our family members, even our neighbors, our friends, our community, the animals, the environment and the world that we live in, all have a share in our life. And similarly, this applies to our wealth as well. The wealth that you have earned in a halal manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a right over that. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has a right over that. Your family have a right over that. You have a right. Your community, your society, and most importantly, your masjid as well, has a right to your charity, has a right to your sadaqah, has a right to your fi sabilillah, has a right to your donations. Because all of this, just like our life, has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spend in His way and in the way that He commands us. Similarly, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us is not just for ourselves and not just for us to hoard within our banks, but rather for us to share with those in need, share to our institutions and to our masjid. Sadaqah, remember, comes from sidq. It comes from sincerity. It comes from ikhlas. It comes from truthfulness. So we need to truthfully and sincerely give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and support our masjid, support our communities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you abundantly for your sidq, for your truthfulness, for your honesty, for your integrity, for your sincerity, and also for your sadaqah. So give in the month of Ramadan, give in these final days of Ramadan, give openly, give freely in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the most generous, and he was at the peak of his generosity in the month of Ramadan. He was generous and he was swift in giving khair in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him more, so that he can give more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with homes, with safety, with security, with wealth, with so much. Now is the time and opportunity for you to give sincerely in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give generously in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to your community, to those people in need, to your institutions, to your masjid. And this is why we need to make sure that in the month of Ramadan, we need to exert extra effort and extra sincerity and give as much as we can in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama mentions in a hadith of Qudsi, which is hadith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال الله أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليك. But Allah azza wa jal mentions that, O son of Adam, spend in my way and I shall also spend on you. So if we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend without any limits in return. If we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that our return will be tenfold. Our return can also be 700 times fold as well. So be in the service of others, be in the help of others, in the aid of others, be in the service of your masjid, be in the service of your community, be in the service of the world, and you'll become the richest, not just in the dunya, but also in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all during these final few days of Ramadan, give openly, give freely sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those in need, and to support our masjid and to support our institutions. Jazakumullahu khairan.